Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahame Onawa. I'm so glad that you're joining us so we can spend time together now as Kalyanamitta. It's so important to have friends like all of you so we can encourage each other to do good things and to give up doing bad things. We have a special show today. Two of your friends from Dhamma School are going to be talking to one of the monks about missing school to come to the monastery and practice dana. We'll also listen to a conversation from the Vimanavatu, the stories of heavenly mansions, between Arhat Mahamoggallana and a deva who offered dana in their previous life. Now let's go for refuge and take the five precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya. Today we have two children here who came to offer dana to the monastery. Children, today is not a school holiday. But why are you here at the Asapur?
My parents decided to give dana to the monks, so we cut school.
You cut school. So, how did you felt when your parents said no need to go to school?
I felt happy.
You felt happy? Now, when you go tomorrow to school, won't you have extra work to do?
Yes.
So how are you going to cope up? How are you going to catch those things?
I ask my friend.
You will ask your friends. So this is the younger sister. So I would like to ask the elder one as well. Why are you here today?
Swami Mansa, we are here today to offer dana to the monks.
To the monks. So monks means to the Sangha, right? Monks means like to whom, children? What kind of idea you have when you say monks?
Monks are the great disciple of our Supreme Buddha.
Okay.
So we would like to offer dana by keeping in our mind that we are offering to the disciples of the Supreme Buddha.
Okay.
And the great arahants who lived in the past.
So is it only the monks who lived in the past?
No, even the monks who live in the present and teach us Dhamma.
Dhamma. So if they are not preaching Dhamma, don't they fall to the category?
Yes, they do.
They do. So it could be meditating or preaching Dhamma, whoever exists in the present. And when? And the others, and then the next, the past, present, and then?
The future.
The future. So the monks, so when you say monks, when you say Sangha, offering Dhana to Sangha, we should have that we are offering Dhana to the Sangha that who lived in the past, who lives in the present, and going to what? Going to
be appeared in the future.
Future. So how are you going to catch the things that you missed today in the school?
I would ask my friends and catch up the things. Mm-hmm. And I would also say them what we did by offering dana.
Very
and
good.
Tell them also come to Dhamma school and offer dana to the monks.
Okay.
And help monks in future.
Very good. So one thing, you can give the merit to them and learn from them what they have learned in the school. But so they also can gain a merit by sharing their knowledge with you, right? So they can do an act of, they can perform a good action, that is loving kindness, sharing their teachings, sharing what they learn in the school with you all tomorrow. So, like, now today you came to offer dana and that's why you didn't go to school.
Yeah,
like, do you had other days? Did you had other days where you didn't go to school for any reason?
Swami Master, I didn't go to school because I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to catch a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked my friends and they sent me.
So you were able to pick up those things?
Yeah, my Swami Master.
Very good. So, like, even though just because of a dana, sometimes some children, some parents, they don't bring their children to the Dhamma school. But then, that means even if you stop going to school, even if you cut school one day, yet naturally, due to natural disasters, due to problems, due to diseases, we may have to avoid going to schools as well, right? So, in once in a while, once a year, once a month, not going to school and offering dana, that will not harm our lives. What do you think? Will it harm our lives?
No, Swami Master, because offering dana, we do it once and we have to practice it in the future. School, we can go every day. So, offering dana today, I felt really happy and I would also like to share this merit with all the people who helped me offer this dana.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We are also so grateful and happy to hear what you say today. So these things you were able to tell because you have been coming for programs, I guess.
Yeah, my Swami Master.
Very good. So what are the benefits you hope to get from offering dana? Do you like to have a beautiful face? No? What do you like to have?
I like to have good merits.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can earn more merits in the future.
Very good.
And help the people who doesn't know the Dhamma and doesn't know the Buddha and the Sangha. And I would like to say my friends to come to the Dhamma school.
Sadhu, sadhu. So when you give dana, as a result, don't you get returns in future?
Yes.
Won't you get, even if you start working in future, when you become a big child, when you after you grow up, you will earn money, you will work. Then won't you get a good job when you give dana like this?
Amen.
Because Buddha said when you give dana, in return you get things. In this life, in next life. And also, when you attain, and also, the good karma will come behind us until you attain Nibbana. So, haven't you heard of people and teenagers, or could be young people, who have finished their degrees, but no jobs, no proper income. Have you heard of such things?
Yes.
Yeah. So, that means education is not fulfilling all our problems. Meanwhile, while we gain education, we should accumulate what? Good?
Merits.
Good merits. What should we accumulate?
Good merits.
Why? That merit only will help us to live happily. So, very good children. So, as benefits of offering dana, children, Buddha said, when you give dana, you are giving four things to the people who are eating. Do you know the four things? The first one, do you know the big sister? Do you know the four things that you give to the monks when you offer dana? Buddha said, when you offer dana, you are giving four things to the Sangha. You are giving material things, food, right? But together with food, Buddha said you are giving another four things to the Sangha. Can you remember that?
Robes.
No. Together with dana, Buddha said, not together, how to say it, like when you are offering dana, monks' stomach will get full. But apart from that, getting filled up, apart from that food, monks are also getting four things through food to their life. First one is long life. Then second one is beauty. Third one is comfort. Fourth one is energy. So you are giving these four things together with what?
The food we offer.
When you offer this food, monks are getting these four things from the food that you offer. And one more thing Buddha said, you know, when you give these things, when you give food, monks are getting these four things together with food. And in return, the people who are offering dana, they also get long lifespan, beauty, comfort and energy. Now, don't you see a difference and a variation among the people who live in this world? Why? Some people have long lifespan, some people have short lifespan. Now, do you understand the reason?
Yes.
What's the reason?
Swami Vasa, people who have short lifespan, they kill living beings and they don't offer dana much.
Yeah.
And they don't bring their children to Dhamma programs and they don't like to listen to Dhamma. But the people who have long lifespan, they stop killing living beings, they stop taking intoxicating drinks and drugs, and they help monks and offer dana to the monks.
Sadhu, sadhu. So now you understand that offering dana will help us to have long lifespan as well as wealth in future. Very good. So one more thing, children. Who were some of the people whom you shared merit with after dana?
Swami, also I shared merit with my parents, my family and my grandparents who helped me to offer this dana to the monks.
Okay. So did you share merit with any departed relatives?
No, Swami, no answer.
Okay. Did the monks share merit with departed relatives?
Yes, my Swami.
Yeah, with that was with whom?
My mother's father.
Father. So now do you understand that after people die, we can't give anything material to them, right?
Yes, my Swami.
Only merits can be transferred. Now, as human beings, can't we gain merit as much as possible?
Yes,
is there a limitation?
No.
No, but after we die, there is a limitation. If you are born among devas, we have a chance. But then if we decline, do you know the places that we can be born after we die?
Yes, Swami.
What are the places?
The Titan world, the ghost world, the Asura world, and hell.
Animal world?
animal
world. So asura world and titan worlds are, asura means the Pali word.
Yeah, my son.
So titans are the English word. So there are four bad destinations.
Yeah, my son.
Do you like that world?
No, Swami. No.
The small one, do you like it?
No, Swami.
Very good. Okay, there's another question for you. Did you help to prepare dana today?
I helped my mother. Then my mother said to go to sleep. So then we wake up in the morning and pack up all the things.
What did you pack up?
Food, rice, curry.
Didn't you help to cut vegetables?
No, sir.
No? Don't you help your mother at home to cut vegetables?
I help.
Haven't you cut your fingers?
No.
Never?
No.
Then be careful in future. So what do you want to say?
My mother calls me to help her to cook, so I go and cut everything and help my mother to cook the food. And I arrange the table and give the food to my family.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So how did the elder one support the mother today to prepare dana?
Swami Vansa, before dana, me and my mom, we went shopping and I helped her to get all the items she need before the dana. And then we came home and then we got ready and we went to our grandmother's house. Then my mom and my grandma only cooked because they wanted the dana to be delicious. So me and my
sister. So your mom, your mother went to the grandmother's house and cooked?
Yes, Swami.
So that's because your mother can't cook very well?
No, Swami, so my mom can, but she also wanted help.
So she wanted to offer something really well and well organized so that she won't offer something really great to the Sangha.
Yeah, my son.
Sadhu, sadhu. So what did you experience when you offered dana? Were there any moments that you were, that you felt something strange?
I experienced happiness and I experienced a huge flow of merits from me by offering dana. I was really happy to cut school and offer dana today.
Sadhu, sadhu. Because most of the children, they cut school just to stay home and just because they are lazy. Some children, don't you have friends who cut school just for no reason? But do they get a chance like this?
No, Samyansa.
No. Now children, see, you got this chance because you have good parents, didn't you? You all have good parents. Don't you all have good parents? You all have. So if your parents did not offer dana to this monastery, will you come here today?
No, Samyansa.
No. Will they ever cut school and come bring you here?
No, sir.
No. Now, in your case, your father and mother both like the Buddha's teachings.
Yes.
So, do you think all your friends, do all your friends have parents like that?
No, Swami, no, sir.
Now, see, to have such parents, isn't it a rare chance?
Yes, Swami.
It's a rare chance. So, at least if you want to get a mother and father like this in a future birth, what should you do?
We should offer dana and help them to learn the Dhamma.
Help whom?
Help our parents and...
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So there's one more question. Why do you like to offer dana so much?
So that I could help my parents and my mom to be happy in future and also attend Nibbana.
Sadhu, sadhu. Little one?
I like to give dana so much so that I can share the merits that I collected with all the devas and gods and with my family and friends and relatives.
So, Dua, then while offering dana, when monks did not take your dishes, how did you felt? Honestly?
I didn't feel sad, but I felt happy that I offered something else.
So what happened? What was the experience? Tell me. What are the things that you offered?
I offered mushroom,
sambal,
and chocolate.
So, what happened with the mushroom?
Mushroom, the Phoenabante, he thought it was sausages and he didn't take it.
He didn't take it. Then the sambal?
Sambal, he took.
He took. So, you're happy after offering dana.
Yes,
so, you were happy when the monks took more or less?
More.
More? Okay. So, what's your plan for the next dana? To bring more mushroom?
No.
Then?
To bring more food for the monks and for the Buddha Dhamma Sangha.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So, what's your plan for next dana, Dua?
Swami Master, I also want to offer again another dana on my birthday,
mm-hmm.
so that I could help my parents and everyone to attain Nibbana.
Mm.
So,
do you have any special dishes that you are hoping to offer?
I would like to offer like really healthy food,
mm-hmm.
so that it would benefit everyone.
Okay. So today, what kind of experience you had when you offered dana, while you were offering dana?
Even though like some monks didn't offer what I, except what I offered, I was still really happy that at least I got to offer something.
Okay. So like even, so you didn't, did you had like sad full feelings at least for a small moment when they did not accept the food?
No, Swami.
No, sad, sad, sad. So how did the monks preach you Dhamma? What kind of a teaching you learn after you came to offer dana? Did monks preach you Dhamma?
Ehemai Swami answer.
What did he preach you?
Swamiyasa, our monk told us that while we offer dana, you should be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And even before you offer in dana, you should be happy.
Mm.
Even after you offer dana also, you should be happy.
Okay, what else you learn? Today in the sermon.
We learned about people who don't offer dana, what happens to them.
Mm.
And people who offer dana, what happens to them. Like people who offer dana, they live happily and they earn a lot of merit and can attain Nibbana. But the people who don't offer dana, they have to suffer in hell and won't have long lifespan.
Okay. So today we gain a lot of merits by offering dana. And now see, you came to this monastery, you gave two dana today. You gave two danas. What are the two danas you gave? One is the Sangha dana. Second one is you gave Dhamma dana. So Buddha said there are only two kinds of gifts.
Yes.
Out of the two kinds of gifts, Dhamma dana is the highest gift. So when you came to this monastery, you offered dana in a material way and also the Buddha's teachings. Now this discussion, if someone hears this discussion and if that person or a mother or a father feels like offering dana on a weekday to the Sangha, isn't it a merit for you? So you gave Dhamma dana and Sangha dana both. So what do you think about it today?
I'm really happy and I would also encourage all the people to offer dana in future so that they could also be happy and learn good Dhamma and live happily.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So the little one, do you have anything to say?
No, sir.
How do you like to bless the monks? Do you like to bless the monks?
Yes.
If you were to bless monks, how would you bless them?
I would like to have our monks a long lifespan and make them feel healthy and energetic in future.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.
Namo Buddhaya.
Vimana Vattu. Now let's listen to this beautiful sutta from the Vimanavatu, Stories of Heavenly Mansions.
6.3 Fruit Giver's Mansion. Mughalanabanti speaks to a deva. This mansion is very high, spreading for 160 kilometers, with pillars of beryl and other gemstones. 700 small houses with triangular-shaped roofs are within the complex. This mansion is extremely beautiful. Dear Deva, inside the mansion you are drinking and eating. The sweet music of divine guitars plays throughout the complex. Well-trained goddesses delight in dancing and singing. Powerful Deva, you have become a leader among Devas. The pure radiance of your body and limbs is stainless and shines in all directions. Tell me, what kind of meritorious action did you do when you were in the human world to have gained this beauty that shines in all directions and to have earned all these wonderful things? That Deva, delighted at being questioned by Arahant Moggallana, gladly explained what he had done that resulted in such great happiness.
Great Bhante, if someone offers fruit, to the community of noble monks who have pure hearts and calm minds. He will receive a great result. He will enjoy birth in the Davadingsa heaven, experiencing that great result. Bhante, I too offered 4 pieces of fruit to the noble Sangha. Therefore, the one who wishes happiness in the human world and the heavenly world should offer fruit frequently to the noble Sangha. Because of this meritorious deed, I have been born as a very beautiful Deva and enjoy all the wonderful things that delight my heart. Great Bhante, that is the meritorious action I did to have such a beautiful body that shines in all directions.
If you like, you can listen to more stories of heavenly mansions from the Vimanavatthu if you go to serenecolombo.org/radio and click on show notes. There you'll find a link to more recordings and information how you can even get your own copy of the book. We're so happy you were able to join us today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Wasn't it nice to hear from those daughters about how they enjoy collecting merit so much that they're even willing to miss some time at school just so they can come to the monastery and follow the Supreme Buddha's teachings? It's a good example for us. Now let's share merits. Today, even though it's still early in the morning, we've done many wholesome actions by body, speech, and mind. And when we do these actions, we like for others to also have a happy mind thinking about these wholesome deeds. So, may all heavenly beings, may our teacher Lokasanya Hungsa, may all of our parents, our friends, our teachers, rejoice in this merit. May they have happy minds thinking about these wholesome actions. May they soon experience for themselves the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.